We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this beautiful Sunday morning. It's late summer, getting into the fall season, being noticing that the days are getting shorter. And eventually, temperatures will be getting cooler. You're probably also noticing that in the morning when you go out, there's a lot of dew in the grass. And that's a good thing. That helps the grass when we get these really, really hot days. But In the days to come, once we get through Labor Day, we get into early September, those of you that are putting in a new lawn, we are getting into the best time of the year for putting in a new lawn. So, you know, enjoy what's left of summer, but after Labor Day is the best time because cooler temperatures, the rain will normally increase. We've had plenty of rain this year, but traditionally in the fall season, we get more rainfall than we do during the summer. We get some cold temperatures that will kill the existing weeds that are there, but not hurt the germinating seeds. The ground is warm, and as long as you can keep it wet, the seed is going to germinate faster. So if you have your choice to plant a lawn in the spring or the spring is good, but the ground is cold and you have to wait until it warms up for the seed to germinate. So better germination in the fall of the year, more rainfall. In the spring, you have weeds germinating along with the seed. In the fall, if a weed does germinate, the frost kills it. So there's less competition. So say to yourself, I'm going to thicken up the grass. I'm going to plant a new lawn. Early September is the best time. And visit your local garden center. There's some great seed mixtures out there depending on your light. And if you need some help with selecting varieties of seeds, give us a call, 800-259-9231. We'll work together so that you can have a beautiful green lawn in the fall and next year. But remember, the fall is the best time to plant a new lawn. And we'll be talking a lot about that in the weeks to come. Jared, who's our first caller this hour?
Okay, first up we have Bill on the line who has a problem with a yucca plant.
Okay. Bill, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good on yourself, Bill.
Doing very well, thanks. I have a problem with a yucca plant. There were two yucca plants in the same general vicinity of our garden, and I dug them out. And I guess as I dug them out, I must have done something because now I have like 100 baby yucca plants all over the place, and I don't know how to get rid of them.
Yucca plants I like, but you're right. If you leave the original plant there and there's no problem with it, You enjoy the flowers, which is a big, tall spike with these white bells about 2 inches in size that dangle from it. It seems to stay pretty much confined to that area. But the second you dig it up and you think you've got the whole root system, any of the roots that remain in the ground will make a brand new plant. So you dig it up. Let's say you leave 10 or 15 pieces of roots about 6 inches in length. Each root will make a brand new plant. So the best thing for you to do at this point is try and dig them up if it's in an area where you can, and use a pitchfork if the ground is soft, and try and pull the root along with it as you go. If you are unable to really dig up this soil and get every last root, then use something like Roundup or Cleanup. And this is a great time of the year to kill plants. Right now, your plants are beginning to get ready for the fall season. And when a plant is actively growing and it makes energy, what happens is 75% of that energy is used to make the plant grow, and 25% of the energy is stored. As we get into the fall, it reverses. 25% is used to make the plant grow, and 75% of the energy is stored in the plant. So, which means that the energy is being pushed down. So if you can use something like Cleanup, Kills-All, Roundup on the yucca, it's going to be pushed into the root system of the plant a lot faster. Same thing with poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, Japanese bamboo. Now is the best time to get rid of them. Now, what I want you to do on your sumac and poison ivy, poison oak, and the yucca, the leaf is shiny. The leaf is shiny, which means there's a little bit of wax there. Mix up your product in your sprayer, and just before you spray, put a little squirt of liquid soap, Joy, Dove, Dawn, whatever you wash your dishes with, and then give it a gentle shake to disperse it throughout the sprayer. Don't put the soap in first. If you put the soap in first, your sprayer will be filled full of bubbles. So put your weed killer, your water, get it mixed up really well, then put a little bit of liquid soap, and what that will do is it will make the weed killer stick to the surface of the weed faster and better. It breaks the surface tension. If you go to your local garden center, you can buy something called spreader sticker. Spreader sticker is a form of soap. And if you do that, it works a lot better. And just follow the directions. You know, make sure there's no rain in the forecast for the day. I mean, most of them will work within 1 to 3 hours. But if you can select a day where there is no rain, if you can select a day where your temperatures are going to be from 70 to 90 degrees, it works wonderful and it will kill it. But that's what happens. You pull up the mother plant, she's gone, you got all these roots, and the roots try and make their own plants. And that's what's happening to your garden. I laugh, it's not funny. It happened to me, so I know exactly what you're going through, and it's not a pretty sight. Thank you, Bill. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Val on the line who has a question about tomatoes.
Val, tell me what's happening with your tomatoes. Yes.
Yeah. My question is, you know, the late blight hit my potatoes and tomatoes, and I've cut off the tops of the potato plants and basically mutilated the tomato plants. What is left, is that still edible? My first question. My second question is, next year, how do I prepare this soil?
Okay. If you were to dig your potatoes, they are very, very edible. There's no problem. The thing that I've been doing a lot of research on this, and I was told that the main potato growers, for example, are not going to be able to store those potatoes like they have in the past because that bacteria or virus is on the skin and they won't be a good winter keeper.
Okay.
So dig them and eat them as soon as you can. I mean, there's no rush. Give them plenty of air circulation. Keep them cool, and that will slow down that process, and you should be okay. So as far as eating it, there's no problem. Tomatoes,
okay.
I'm going to pick all of my tomatoes this week that are left, that are green, because there's not much of the plant that's still alive, and I'm going to put it in my garage on some newspaper so that they're not touching. And you can even put them right on the floor in your garage, or if you have a tool shed, you can put them in a tool shed, but keep the door open for air circulation so that it doesn't get real hot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was in Chicago at a big, big trade show, and I've come across a product, and I was told what it would do, but I want to get more information, and I'll give you the names next week.
Okay.
But there is a new microbe that they've been testing, and they found out that it will take care of late blight on tomatoes and potatoes. And this is what they told me. They told me you clean your garden in the fall, you spray the product on the ground, and this bacteria is going to eat all of the disease spores in your garden. I'm stunned. I was like a little kid in a candy store. But I'm going to get some more. I have a meeting with them Monday or Tuesday. They're going to call me Monday morning, and I will pass it on to you next week, and I hope it works like it says.
We do not want you to be alarmed by what you're about to hear, but your lawn is in danger. Japanese beetles have spread to the entire eastern half of the U.S. That includes you. Aside from decimating trees, gardens, and rose bushes, these advancing beetles will lay thousands of eggs beneath your lawn. Eggs that become grubs, with an insatiable appetite for the roots of your grass. These grubby gluttons lie hidden for months, literally eating your lawn from the inside out. Should you be alarmed? Yes. And no. Not if you use Scott's Grub-X, the leading product for the prevention of grubs. Grub-X kills Japanese beetle larvae as soon as they hatch, so they never have a chance to destroy your lawn. Again, there is no cause for alarm. One application of Grub-X is guaranteed to work, but you need to act now. Because where there are beetles, there will be grubs. Scott's Grub-X is available at lawn and garden centers everywhere, in a red bag with a large, ugly grub on the front. Better there than in your lawn.
Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits, and more without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills All.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Another thing that I found when I was in Chicago at this trade show is there is coming out in the spring. I mean, there's so many new things, and next week I'm going to sit down and we'll go through them one by one. Bayer has a lot of new products for you, but there is a brand new organic grub killer. And I started doing talking with the people, and it's corn cob that they have soaked in various types of oils, like cinnamon and clove, and there's like 8 or 9 different oils. And you would broadcast this on your lawn at this time of the year or in the very early spring. And when it rains, the oils come out of the corn cob pieces. It saturates into the ground, and when the sun comes out, the oil is heated by the sun, creates a vapor that will drive the grubs out of the ground, and they will come to the surface. And when they get to the surface, now birds can eat them, and because they're exposed to the elements, they're going to dry out. So I'm waiting to get some research, test research on that to tell you about, but this could be good. You wouldn't have to use any chemicals. It's not a microbe. It's not a bacteria. It's different types of common oils that are available out there that some of us cook with. We do potpourries with and things that you apply to the ground. And when the oils warm up, they produce a gas or a vapor that drives them out of the ground, but it will not hurt the earthworms. How's that? Next week, gotta tune in and tell your friends. There's a lot of new things out there. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Ben on the line, who's calling about his forsythia.
Ben, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Yeah, I have a little problem with galls on my forsythia. They look like a little chestnut.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm wondering if there's a spray or do I have to just remove them? Or I noticed in the woods, I was in the woods the other day, and I saw one on a tree the size of a bushel basket. Will this eventually kill the tree?
Well, the galls in time would eventually kill it, but they're not something that's permanent. Now, the ones on your forsythia, are they near the ground or near the tips of the branches?
Halfway up at the top. They're about the size of a marble.
Yep. Okay. What I would do is I would try and handpick what you can, and then in the fall, probably will be the best time. Right now it's kind of hard to see them because of all of the leaves. But if anything that you see, pull it right off the plant.
Right.
Okay? In the fall, when all the leaves are off the plant and you can really see them, if they're near the tips of the plants, take them right off. Just prune it and get rid of it. If not, break them all off and spray the whole plant with horticultural oil. The oil will coat the gall, sealing it and preventing it from ripening. And usually inside a gall, you have galls that are for insects and some that are for disease. Most of them are for insects. So that if the gall is smothered with an oil, plugging up the pores, the eggs in there can't breathe, and then the problem tends to go away. So I would spray it with a horticultural oil, and that will help a great deal. Thank you,
okay,
Ben.
Thank
but don't
you.
Worry. It's not going to kill the plant. I've seen gall. If, for example, you have spruces, spruces will get it real, real bad, and then you could end up losing the tree. But something like a forsythia or an oak, there's no problem. But evergreen trees that get gall can be disfigured tremendously, and you could have a major, major problem. And just look for a swollen area where your needles are. So the branch is misshapen, and it's got these little round things, and they're called galls. But on evergreens, spruces, firs, they can create a major problem. Are you seeing ants and other insects in your home? Want to control them organically? Then use Ant Eater from St. Gabriel Organics. Ant Eater is so safe you can place the powder in the cabinet with your cereal and bag goods. Control insects in any room of your home, even the kitchen, with organic Ant Eater. Roaches, fleas, ticks, and ants don't have a chance with Ant Eater. And now you can kill weeds organically with Burnout 2. Yes, organically, Burnout 2. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreen Clean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreen Clean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreen Clean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's BioGreenClean. BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Lucille on the line, who is calling about her bushes.
Lucille, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Good, and yourself?
Oh, I'm really nervous this morning, Paul. I went outside and walked around the house, and we've been noticing. We have some hedges right in front of the house that we planted many, many years ago. And now the roots seem to be coming out to the surface right underneath the bushes. And I don't know what's wrong.
Oh, nothing's wrong.
Nothing?
No, that's okay. A lot of plants, as they mature, they'll have these surface roots.
Really?
And you are perfectly okay. It's just that the soil, so you've been probably putting bark mulch on top of these, and as the bark mulch rots, it actually becomes soil.
Oh.
So the plant that had all these roots growing deep into the ground
mm-hmm.
now has new soil above it, and it's sending these feeder roots along the surface
mm-hmm.
to take advantage of this rich, rich compost that the bark mulch has made.
Really?
So don't be nervous.
Oh,
everything
I've been
is
so
fine.
Scared.
No,
really?
everything is fine, Lucille.
So I should put more mulch down there, Paul, and everything will be fine?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't like looking at the roots, then put a little bit of bark mulch around them,
yeah.
and that will hide it.
It will
look beautiful.
I think it looks terrible, that's why.
Yeah. No, everything is fine.
It's good.
It's perfectly natural.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that from the years of adding bark mulch around them,
mm-hmm.
the mulch has changed the soil,
mm-hmm.
and the plant is sending feeder roots to get the nourishment from that composted bark mulch.
Oh, gosh. Well, you make me feel very much, much better.
Good.
Okay,
that's
Paul.
The whole purpose.
Okay, Paul.
Thank you, Lucille.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Linda on the line calling about a Coosa dogwood.
Okay, Linda, good morning. What's happening with my favorite tree?
It's your favorite?
It is.
At the moment, it's not mine.
Uh-oh, what's happening?
No, I'm only kidding. I want to say that I planted this tree in the vicinity of 10 years ago when we moved into a new home. And at
okay.
the same time, we also planted a Japanese red maple. And they were both on our front lawn area. So
okay.
I want to tell you that in 10 years, my Japanese red maple has grown very well, very nicely. And my Coosa dogwood has hardly grown in height at all.
Really?
It flowers, and I get loads of red berries, and it has, you know, the red fruits, and it has gotten fuller. But in height, it's probably inches that I've gotten over the years, and I'm ready to, like, get rid of it.
Yeah, no, you should have height on it.
I bought it from a reputable local nursery, and they told me that it would, you know, at least get to be about 15 feet tall.
Right.
And I want to say that it's not a whole lot taller than me, and I'm about 5 feet 3 inches.
Oh, God, it should be much bigger than that. Have you fed it at all, Linda?
I fed it. I can't tell you exactly what it is, but I've repeatedly gone back to the nursery and just used whatever they've given me.
Okay. I want you to try something different. I did something last year, and it wasn't intended for that. On the entrance of my driveway, on each side of the driveway, I have a Crimson King red leaf maple. And that tree will normally grow about 6 to 8 inches a year.
Okay.
Well, last year I planted a perennial bed, and the tree is in the middle of the perennial bed.
Okay.
And what I did is in every hole that I dug for my perennials, I put a fertilizer that has mycorrhiza in it to help to increase the size of the root system of my perennials.
Okay.
And my perennials just exploded. They grew like crazy. Well, make a long story short, this spring, the perennials start to come up. The red maples begin to make leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, I have not put any fertilizer on the two Crimson King maple. The only fertilizer was this mycorrhiza that I put on the perennials at the base. This year, the two Crimson King maple have 22 inches of new growth.
Oh, gee, I would love that.
Yeah. So what I want you to do, go down to your local nursery, and the company that makes Holly Tone and Plant Tone, they have a product called Biotone. Biotone.
Okay.
And Biotone is a fertilizer with mycorrhiza. And what you're going to do is you're going to take a crowbar, make a series of holes around your coosa dogwood, go to the drip line. The drip line is when you look at your tree, the ends of your branches as they spread. Make a hole about 12 inches deep with a crowbar or a pick or something like that. And you want to put 1 pound of fertilizer per inch diameter of the tree. In your case, I want you to buy a 5 pound bag. I want you to make about a dozen holes around the drip line. Put a half a handful in each hole. I want you to come in halfway between the trunk of the tree and the drip line and make 8 or 10 holes and put a half a handful until you get rid of all of the 5 pound bag. So you may have to make a few additional holes, but do it right now. Water it in and just kind of fill in the holes with the mulch or the soil that's around it. And those mycorrhizas are going to attach themselves to the root system of the plant. And I talked to the world-renowned expert on mycorrhiza. And he tells me mycorrhiza is a bacteria that grows on the roots of the plants like spaghetti. And it keeps dividing. And in 30 to 60 days, it will double the size of the root system where it's growing. And that's what happened to my two red maples, to go from 6 to 8 inches of new growth to 22 inches on both trees. And I've never had that. And these trees have been here 6 years. They put on more new growth this year than they have in the last 5. That's incredible. So BioTone, made by Espoma, E-S-P-O-M-A. They make Holytone and Plantone, so your local nursing garden center should have it. Give it a try. I want to tell you one more time on the program. We are planning a trip to Croatia, April 27th to May 5th, and we're also going to Slovenia. It's a beautiful country. It's an old world type country with a lot of Roman and Venetian heritage. And the part that we are going is known as the Croatian Riviera. If you'd like to get some information about what we're planning, here's a phone number to call. 888-997-BOAT, B-O-A-T. Call that number right now. And they will send you a brochure. They will tell you all about it. Because this is relatively an unknown area, except for people that live in Europe, they go there on vacation. Most Americans have not gone there for some reason or another, but it's absolutely beautiful. Our American dollar is worth a lot of money there. And the price of the trip for 9 days is like $2,700, and that's your airfare, your hotels, your tours, and most of your meals. So give that number a call, 888-997-BOAT. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Kim on the line, who's got a problem with some phlox.
Okay. Kim, good morning.
Good morning. I purchased the tall phlox, they're beautiful,
yep.
But they have mold on it.
Yeah, they've got that white powdery mildew.
Yes, should I just cut them right down?
Oh, no. Right. It's caused by all of the rain we had, and it's also caused by the heat and humidity that we are currently getting.
Okay, it won't spread any of the plants?
No, okay. It's this powdery mildew loves tall phlox.
Mm-hmm.
And what you want to do in the fall, once you've had a frost, is cut that plant right to the ground and get rid of it. And really rake that area and clean up
really
well.
Get rid of the
whole
plant?
No, only the top part of the plant.
Only the dead head. Okay.
Yeah. So
also, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Also, I have black spots on the leaves of my hydrangea. Is that burnt or?
No, that's caused by the rain.
By the rain. Okay, so there's
yeah.
no worry.
So, and the same thing with that. When the frost come and the leaves come off, rake them, clean it, because those black spots are filled with blisters full of spores or seeds for next year. And if you allow those leaves to accumulate at the base of the plant, when the new leaves come out next spring, the old leaves contain spores that will reinfect it. So clean around the plant, you know, in September, October, and you'll eliminate an awful lot of the problems. On your tall phlox, what you want to do next year, when we get to the first week in July, you want to buy a product called Serenade, S-E-R-E-N-A-D-E, Serenade. If you spray your tall phlox every 2 weeks during July and August, you will not have powdery mildew. Now, if you like the tall phlox, I bought one last year that is immune to it. It's called David, just like David, D-A-V-I-D, pure white and never gets powdery mildew. And there's also a variegated variety with green and white leaves with a pink flower, and that one is immune to it also. The other thing that I found, if you use a fertilizer with mycorrhiza, it helps to fight it off. So in the spring, take this Biotone, or a company called Organica has Plant Growth Activator. That contains mycorrhiza. And if you fertilize it with that, that will help it to build up the immune system with bacteria in the plant that fights powdery mildew. New technology is making gardening a lot easier. Wait until next week. Next week, I have a list of things we're going to talk about. Bayer has a lot of new products on the market. Monterey Lawn and Garden, Fertilome, Scotts. There are so many new things out there, plus a lot of startup companies that have microbes, bacteria, and fungi that will eliminate insects and diseases on turf as well as your gardens.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Grubs. Their mission, to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced season-long grub control with Merit. Its patented 2-in-1 formula stops grubs all season. Plus, it revitalizes your lawn in one easy step. To grubs, it's the end of the road. To lawns, a new lease on life. Bayer Advanced season-long grub control. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Weeds and crabgrass are taking over your lawn. Traditional lawn weed killers control either lawn weeds or crabgrass, but not both. Why do half the job when there's Bayer Advanced all-in-one lawn weed and crabgrass killer? It kills lawn weeds plus crabgrass without harming your lawn. Just hook to the hose and go. Nothing's faster or easier. And now it's rainproof in 1 hour. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Ever think of a rain barrel for your home to collect water from the gutters that can be stored and used when you need it later? Well, Palmetto Rain Barrels are here, and they're beautiful and priced right at $159, delivered to your home. The barrels hold 55 gallons of water made of recycled brown poly and have a brass spigot. This barrel will catch your gardening friend's eyes when they visit your home. Look it over at PalmettoRainBarrels.com or call 704-808-11.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Grafunder Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Grafunder Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Grafunder Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to grafundersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Grafunder Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to grafundersafes.com. That's G-R-A-F-F-U-N-D-E-R safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Jared, let's go right to those phone lines. Who do we have up next?
Okay, up next we have John on the line calling about poison ivy.
John, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi.
Good morning, Paul. I enjoy the show from week to week. I learn an awful lot. My issue is poison ivy. I'm looking to expand my vegetable garden into a new area, and I've identified some poison ivy in that area. And I know that you can use, about 20 minutes ago, you talked about using Roundup and water and then a few drops of soap onto the plant because it's easily identifiable as a three-leaf plant with a shiny surface. And that's exactly what I have. But my question is this. What product should I use, since it's a vegetable garden, that isn't going to leave any residue in the soil? Because I would like to use the soil in my garden. And what is not going to be harmful to either myself or to the vegetable seeds when I plant them?
Okay. Roundup is a very, very unique product. Roundup is a spray developed by Dow, and they've been hybridizing it and making it better and better. You could take this new spot that you want to make into a vegetable garden, spray the entire area, wait 3 weeks, rototill, and plant directly into the garden. Roundup will totally break down in the soil within a 2 to 3 week period. If the soil is sandy, 2 weeks. If the soil is on the clay side, 3 weeks. Roundup was designed to break down with the rays of the sun and the microbes in the ground. So as long as you wait 3 weeks, and in 3 weeks you're going to see everything's going to be totally dead, and rototill, you can plant after that period. And I've mentioned a couple of times on the radio in the last few weeks that if you're planting a new garden or you're going to be expanding, the best time to do it is in the fall. If you can kill all of the top growth this fall, rototill it, and prepare your soil, that way when spring gets here, you can plant. If you wait until the spring and we have a wet April, you're going to have a difficult time to get the soil ready for May. So concentrate on clearing the site, getting rid of the vegetation, adding organic matter, doing it during September and October. In your case, spray it. You're not soaking the ground. You're just spraying the foliage with a light coat. Again, you're not taking a watering can and just dumping it. Using a pump sprayer, you're putting a mist on the foliage, and within 2 to 3 weeks, Roundup is totally, totally gone. And I'm going to tell you something that's happening in the industry. I was going to wait till next week on this one, but I'll tell you now. Some of the seed growers have developed, this is incredible, they have developed a corn seed for eating corn and for feeding cattle that is immune to Roundup. And that means that the farmer can go into his field, plant the corn, and if the weeds develop, which they do, they can go into the field, spray the entire field with Roundup, and the corn will not die. And they have genetically altered some of the genes so that it is not affected by Roundup. That is neat. So there's a lot of things like that happening. Some I don't like. This I like because it will ensure that the farmer can produce a crop easier, cost them less money, and this is a way that the farmer can make some money and save some money. They're having such a tough time surviving right now that if something like this is available for the farmer, it will make his job easier and maybe he can enjoy life a little bit. We have fewer and fewer farmers every year. The newer generations don't want to put up with what mom and dad and grandma and grandpa did. They're not willing to work 100 plus hours a week. They don't like it. Products like this are making it easier for the farmer so that they can have a life too. Have a great week, everybody. Jared, thanks for your work. Remember, next week, new products for next year.